So it's, yeah, it's going to be very uncertain, and I don't know what that means for Assange, but it certainly means that he's in a very dangerous situation, because you know, he could be at any moment. The government is in economically, Moreno's made a lot of changes that have stressed the Ecuador's ability, it's Ecuador's finances, and that's been kind of papered over by a rise in oil prices that took place while he was when he took office. But you know, he's made a lot of changes. I've written about, you know, the government isn't able to finance itself internally anymore. It's having to go to unnecessarily having to go to private lenders. I mean, this is one of Moreno's giveaways to make the private lenders more powerful, and he's given away revenues to the transnational corporation, so they're no longer available to Ecuador's public, to the public sector. So he's made changes that have stressed Ecuador's finances, and so if there's any kind of external shocks, as there were before, they're already struggling. They probably will go to the IMF for some kind of loan in the coming weeks or months, and that will again put more stress on the you know, more pressure on him to make even more drastic cuts to public spending, and it's going to strain this really unnatural alliance he has with right wingers and elements of the left, and you know, it's a real mess. It's the kind of mess that we didn't think we'd see in Ecuador under Moreno, but that's where we are.